Katie Rose Epstein and Reagan McCarthy are hosting some friends at their house in State College. But they're more than your typical college best friends.
Okay, now I would say that Ezra's and Jake's debate was the best debate out of all of them.
McCarthy is the president of the Penn State College Republicans, and Epstein is the president of the College Democrats. The women met in the spring of their freshman year on opposing sides of a debate between their clubs. The topic was federal funding of Planned Parenthood, and the encounter, as McCarthy tells it, wasn't exactly friendly.
So it was pretty spicy, pretty fiery. There's a really great photo in Daily Collegian of me sitting there like this, looking down, and her just like screaming at me to take my morals elsewhere.
But the two met a couple days later in the Hub Student Center, exchanged phone numbers, and began talking. Both worked on political campaigns the following summer, and Epstein says they bonded over the trials and tribulations of the job.
Campaign work is hard and exhausting, so we texted each other and complained about voter registration and canvassing all summer long.
McCarthy and Epstein have extensive political resumes dating back to high school. Each has worked on multiple campaigns for federal office, held several positions in her club, and has experience with major political nonprofits. The presidents also lead weekly meetings for their clubs. Epstein rallied her troops at the first College Democrats meeting of the fall semester.
So our mission is essentially to promote both on campus and off the Democratic Party of the United States of America, its ideals, and its philosophies. So essentially, we're just trying to get Democrats elected to fix this country.
McCarthy made her pitch to students and community members at a recent street fair.
So the mission of the College Republicans is to spread conservative values on campus and engage students that, you know, might have conservative views but might be too afraid to speak up, and of course to elect Republican candidates as well.
As might be expected, McCarthy and Epstein don't agree on much, but they avoid the attacks on each other's character that are so common on a national level. And once the debate is over, Epstein says they're still friends.
I feel like I'm able to connect with Republicans really well now because, like, I'm best friends with one of them.
Right.
So, like, I get it and I understand why they think the way they think. I'm not going to agree with it, but, like, I can have a civilized discussion.
One issue that does bring the two presidents together is the direction of State College's local government. McCarthy and Epstein have fought for a more pro-student borough council. McCarthy says they both supported Councilman Dan Murphy, who ran on that issue in the 2017 election.
We both voted for Dan for borough council and handed out lit and wore shirts, and it was super cool. It was the first, probably only candidate that we'll ever both mutually support, but that was a really fun day.
Cooperation between Republicans and Democrats on a national or even state level may be rare nowadays, but McCarthy and Epstein work together all the time. The College Republicans and College Democrats hold debates between their clubs about once a month during the school year. Epstein says that cooperation isn't just good for the two presidents, but for the university community as a whole.
I love that organizations work together. Mm-hmm. And, like, we would not be the organizations we are without working together. And, like, community members love it, professors love it, students mm-hmm. love it. Like, it's just a really awesome thing that we're able to do. And I think now more than ever.
Epstein says she's better off because of her inter-party friendship.
It is helpful to have a friend on the other side of the spectrum because then I learn what I agree with and disagree with much faster than just like an echo chamber.
McCarthy says she changed her approach in political conversations partly because of her best friend.
I think that when I debate or when I have a policy conversation with someone, I take more of a civil tone than myself before coming to college.
But that doesn't mean there's nothing for them to argue about.
The right place.
Where's the right place?
A doctor that's certified in providing abortions, which is another issue.
Well, that doesn't because they basically don't exist.
I know.
I'm WPSU intern Tyler Olson.
Don't teach. Because doctors are quitting left and right because they see a baby's heartbeat when they're...
That is not why they're quitting. They're quitting because they deal with protests.